Hey everybody, I want to tell you about a lawsuit that was filed against UPS and FedEx that has large ramifications for the Second Amendment community. And I'm reshooting this video because I was just downstairs at Blade Show and spoke with a knife manufacturer who's being affected by this lawsuit as well. So, Uvalde, the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We know that the families of the surviving children have filed a multitude of lawsuits. Some of them I have chronicled here on the channel. They're suing basically everybody because the manufacturers of items are all, of course, they're responsible for the criminal actions of a third party, right? Of course. Well, this one is no different. However, it's extremely different because it's something like this has never really been done before, and the companies are already reacting in a way that it will have negative connotations for our industry. So UPS and FedEx are being sued by the families of the Uvalde survivors. And the allegations they're making are astronomically comical and stupid. However, the private companies the public companies, UPS, I believe, and FedEx are both public, but you get it. They're backtracking hard, trying to save themselves, and it's affecting things that should not be affected in the industry. So some of the things, I got some notes because I don't have my usual setup here, so bear with me. They're suing FedEx because FedEx shipped the Daniel Defense rifles, one of which was used in the shooting by the scumbag. They shipped them to Oasis Outback, which is the federal firearms licensee where the transaction was made. And the families are claiming, get this, that FedEx had a legal obligation to verify the age of the purchaser before shipping. Look, I'm not an FFL, but I know the FFL does that stuff. The FFL follows all the federal laws related to firearm transactions. And this person bought these guns as soon as he turned 18, which, again, follows the law in Texas. Minimum age to purchase rifles is 18 years old. So they're suing UPS, FedEx, for shipping the rifle. They're also suing UPS because they claim UPS aided in illegal sale and delivery of the trigger system that was used, and they should have screened that package before shipping. And they're alleging that he bought that before he was 18 years old. Well, triggers are not regulated. They're not firearms. Just like you can buy a buttstock, you can buy a pistol grip. They're not guns. I know ATF's new rules want to try to make that happen, but that's not it. It's just, that's unconstitutional. But that doesn't stop much from happening these days. So UPS, why are they on the hook? Well, law enforcement on scene, after they, you know, finally decided to go in, they found a Hellfire Gen 2 snap-on trigger system in the room. It wasn't attached to the Shipbird's rifle. However, the family and the law enforcement can't, they haven't said whether they know for a fact it was used at all or not, but it wasn't found in the room. So the families are saying, well, we're going to sue UPS, you know, the big pocket theory, because they shouldn't have delivered that to him because he's underage. Well, yeah, it's a stretch. But I'm going to tell you what, at least what I know UPS is doing right now, and it's affecting knife manufacturers. But there's a couple of the things I wrote down that I want to make sure I get you the information. So this criminal, for some reason, we're not holding him responsible. So maybe we should also sue the gas stations where the FedEx trucks and the UPS trucks fueled up at, because it's obviously, you know, like whatever, Sunoco or Exxon, wherever they get gas, it's obviously their fault. You know what? My vehicle was broken into last week, not too far from where I'm sitting now here in Atlanta. I'm going to sue the manufacturer of my vehicle, because they should have known that their design of having windows would have aided and abetted criminals from breaking in and causing $4,000 of damage into my truck, right? Sounds out there, but this is the same thing. Like, if somebody goes out and has too much to drink and does something terrible, whether it's behind a wheel or elsewise, maybe they should sue the maker of the lager they ingested, because it's obviously those companies knew that these people would drink too much and maybe get behind a wheel. In fact, we should sue the car manufacturers for that too. We should sue every company in the world for the ills of the individual now is the way of the world. You get where I'm going with this. That's how cowardice this damn country has gotten, because we don't hold individuals responsible anymore. And it's terrible what has happened. And I'm going to tell you what is being done right now at UPS. So UPS has created this internal division that now decides what they will ship based off of the dangerousness of it. If it's classified as a weapon, this company, I'll leave their name out of it, because I don't know if they want their information out there. But I just was talking to them down in the lobby and decided to come up and reshoot this because I didn't have this part in it. The knife manufacturers, this particular one, has an account with UPS where they ship their products, their knives, to Germany. Well, that's not really hiding much. And the account that they spend is multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars to UPS for shipping their products every year. Well, UPS has now told them that they will no longer ship anything that they classified as a weapon. So if it's not a fixed blade, like a dagger, they're not shipping daggers because they're classified as a weapon now, not a knife. And Germany's not like one of those countries that have banned knives. So this is the fallout of these types of lawsuits. And this is the intention of these lawsuits. What they want, these families, it's terrible what happened to their children. And I still hold the law enforcement personnel who decided to just wait and use hand sanitizer and check their hair and all the other things that we saw. Yes, they should have gone in immediately and ended it. Yes, they waited too long and people died because of it. Yes, they should be held individually responsible and they should not have any protections when it comes to immunity. They should be held to pay. They should have, even if they were ordered to stay back, they should have broke the damn order and done it anyway and deal with, call on the carpet later. But that's near here or there, right? We're 2 years removed from that. This is what they want. They want these companies to be afraid to ship guns. There aren't many companies that do it anymore. Remember about a year and a half, 2 years ago, UPS and DHL and FedEx and the Postal Service were all changing their firearm policies too because of a shooting that happened where lawsuits were talked about. And here we are now with these trumped up charges. In other words, it's the year for trumped up charges. And it's not good. It's not good. And I want you to be aware of it. And I told that company what they need to do to get this to the people who can stop it immediately. So if you are a company that's finding yourself in this situation, you might be, and you might not know it yet. You need to seriously get a hold of your congresspeople, and this needs to be stopped immediately. These policies that they're making are affecting individual freedom, and now they're stopping stuff from being exported. It's only a matter of time before they stop stuff from being shipped domestically, and that's what these lawsuits want. That's why they're suing these companies. Now, this lawsuit was filed in the State District Court of Bexar County, Texas, and of course, it's not about the money, but what are they suing for? Compensatory and punitive damages. That means money. For personal injury, emotional distress, lost future wages, and medical expenses. Now, they're suing everybody. Remember I told you that they had already filed lawsuits against Activision because they make Call of Duty and kids watch Call of Duty or play Call of Duty. And, of course, every person who's ever played Call of Duty has become a mass murderer. And they're suing Instagram, and they're suing Daniel Defense, and they're suing the Texas Department of Public Safety and individual police departments and stuff like that. They're looking for money. They want people to pay. And they also want people to be afraid of being free. The real people, the free people, the good people in this country had nothing to do with that animal. You know, why don't we hold the parents responsible for them? You know, I don't know. Just wanted to get this information to you. It's these tentacles will reach far, far and wide. And hopefully we can get the information to the right people to nip it in the bud. But what's going on as a result of these lawsuits is dangerous. It's dangerous. What do you think about all this? You know, should we all sue? Look, I haven't had one of these in 6 months. I'm having a Coca-Cola today. No, it's not sponsored by Coca-Cola, but I now have indigestion because I don't drink soda, and I think I'm going to sue them for that. I'll have a great day. Take care.